840 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Northern California with a police scandal involving racist, homophobic text messages that were sent and received by dozens of officers. Five people are now suing. Correspondent Elise Preston is east of Oakland in Antioch.
Jarrell Gobbs' son is one of the five plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit. She says the officers texted about brutally beating him.
What did they say?
They said that my son's head is like a bowling ball. They try to kick him unconscious, and they bragged about it and laughed about it.
A North Carolina man accused of shooting a father, a mother, and their six-year-old daughter after the family's basketball bounced into his yard has turned himself into police hundreds of miles away near Tampa. WBT-TV's Cam Gaskins.
The little girl's dad is still in the hospital. We talked with her grandmother. She said her son is still in bad shape and was shot in his liver.
The same storm system that devastated parts of Oklahoma this week has shifted south into Texas. A tornado was spotted last night near Tyler. There were at least 8 water rescues in Austin, where drivers got stuck in massive flooding.
It started off as a normal side on the curb kind of water, and then basically you just got deeper and deeper, and it was just like a pool, basically.
Power is out to more than 37,000 customers in Texas, 11,000 in Oklahoma, and 10,000 in Arkansas. For the first time in years, California will be able to provide 100% of the water requested by cities and farms, thanks to winter storms that filled reservoirs and runoff from record snowpack. 3 years of drought had pinched off water supplies drastically. Wells ran dry, farmers left fields unplanted, and cities like L.A. restricted lawn watering. A House Republican in Tennessee who voted to expel 3 fellow lawmakers for taking part in a gun protest has resigned after he was found guilty of sexually harassing an intern. It came hours after Congressman Scotty Campbell was confronted by WTVF reporter Phil Williams.
You asked her about how many men she had slept with, and then ask about how many women she had slept with?
No.
So you're saying she's just making all of this up?
I'm saying that we had a consensual adult conversation.
Twitter's finally started removing blue verification check marks for users who won't pay an extra $8 a month for them.
They don't love you like I love you.
Beyonce and the Pope have lost theirs. So has Sesame Street's furry green monster.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Oscar the Grouch, thank you. Elon Musk reportedly footing the bill so celebs like LeBron James and William Shatner can keep theirs. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Thousands of daycare centers are in jeopardy in Wisconsin, and families may soon see their child care costs go up. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families says funding for the Child Care Count Stabilization Payment Program is expected to be cut in half soon. Officials say there's much less federal pandemic relief money to work with. The program keeps 3,000 daycare centers in Wisconsin in business. People in southeast Wisconsin are busy cleaning up after thunderstorms rolled through late yesterday. There was flooding and downed trees and power lines. We Energy says about 1,700 homes and businesses lost power at some point. Bayview may have gotten the worst of it, with hail, flooding, and a tree came down on someone's car. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddy Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin, man. How you doing?
You know I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, you know, man, for sure tomorrow is Saturday.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. You know, a couple days ago, I was talking with a friend, and it was Wednesday, and I said, well, man, it's a good thing tomorrow is Saturday. He said, what? Man, and so it's been a struggle ever since then, and I'm glad tomorrow is Saturday, Calvin. You know, my backside has been dragging, right?
I feel you.
Man, and you know, it got to be 70 degrees yesterday.
And now we're less than 40.
Yeah, man. Did you get out?
It was thunderstorming by the time I got home.
Yeah, man. You see, the good side of doing the morning show is that once you walk out the door at 11 o'clock, you know, me anyway, because you're still here. But I leave at 11 o'clock, man, and it's my time, right? So I get to enjoy all of it, man. You know, all of that nice, warm weather, the sun. Man, I realize how blessed and fortunate I really am, man. But it does require, you know, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I get to sleep until 6:30.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the other side of it, man. I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So if you're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, what time do you think a person should be getting to sleep?
4 o'clock means you should probably be getting to sleep by 8:30.
Oh, come on, man.
I mean, if you're getting, you need 8 hours of sleep, they say.
Well, if I need 8 hours of sleep, then I'm not going to make it because, you know, 10 o'clock, man, I'm you know, you can get in bed by 9. Rarely, if ever, do I get in bed by 9. But if I'm in bed by 9, doesn't mean I'm going to fall asleep right away. And you know, then you toss and turn, and then you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and, hey, it's an ugly sight, man. I'm still trying to figure it out, but it's, you know, like I said, man, it's got its, certainly it has its positives. You know, we got a lot to talk about today. Look, we are going to give away another set of 2 tickets to the Brewers and Detroit Tigers, and I think yesterday was a Steven from Green Bay.
Yep, Steven from Green Bay.
Who won those tickets. Congratulations, Steven, and we're going to be doing this throughout the entire season. because, you know, civic media, if you want to listen to the Brewers, you can do it. Those civic media audience members tuning in to the Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. 1100 AM makes it okay. So that's what you would do. You can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the center in Richland Center, 107 FM and 1450 AM. And so compliments of the Brewers. We're going to be giving away tickets all throughout the season. And so just stay tuned. So there's so many things I want to talk about. And where do I begin? Where is it at? You know, how can I begin the show by saying, where is it at? And that's what happens when your backside is dragging, right? Where is it at, man? I wanted to talk about Hunter Biden, right? You've been hearing all this stuff about Hunter Biden. And we had this information, man, about what they're really going to charge Hunter Biden with. And, you know, we've been waiting, right? All this talk about what Hunter Biden is going to be charged with. And... and where did it go, man? See, that's the other side of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, man. I've been sitting here preparing all of this time. And where's it at? Is that it? Okay, but anyway, to make a long story short, you've been hearing, guys, I tell you this. I'm going to go here before we go there. Man, I wanted to announce that Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is going to be announcing his reelection campaign next week, and this is not an April Fool's joke. He is actually going to run for reelection. If he wins, he'll be 82 years old. And if he lasts out, if he's still with us for those next 4 years, he will be 86 years old. Here I am, a spry 68. And man, and I can't find the article that I was just going to talk about. You know, at 68, and he'll be 86 if he survives that long. Man, you think there's anything wrong with that, Calvin?
Yeah, I think.
Come on, man. Come on. Anybody in their right mind, give you a Democrat or not, man. We know there's something wrong with that. But why would we be silent on it? Why would people be silent on that? Man, 82 is just too old to be running the United States government. It is. I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican. It's too old. Man, people are celebrating. Oh, he's going to make the announcement. He's going to make the announcement. Make the announcement. Man, he's still got about a year and a half left on this, you know, the first time around. And I'm looking at him. Come on, man. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I know we've touched on this kind of thing before. But, man, we've got to be honest with ourselves. It's too old. 84 year 82 years old to step into the presidency of the United States is too damn old. I remember when we talked about Ronald Reagan, and we talked about how old Ronald Reagan was. We constantly laughed and joked about Ronald Reagan, and I don't know, Ronald Reagan might have been, I think he was my age when he became the president. So he was about 78 in his last, you know, years as the president. But we're talking about a guy stepping into it, man, at 82. Just doesn't make any sense to me. And I do like Joe Biden. I do like his policies. But, man, he's not going to make it. Well, he's not going to make it coherently. He may make it physically. But coherently, that's more than anybody should ask of a man of that age. It just is. And if the Democrats haven't found anybody else that can fill that, you know, that bill, I'm sorry. You know, but Kamala Harris clearly is not going to be that person. But what have they been waiting on? Man, I just don't want to see Joe Biden. Look, man, at 82, running for president of the United States. You know how that sounds. You know how that sounds. You know how it looks, and you know it's not right. Hey, Joe, what day is it? He's kind of doing that now. And I don't mean that from making fun of him. Man, one's faculties were not created to last forever. And we all know that. And if we do, why is it acceptable that a man at you know, soon to be 82 will say, well, I'm running for re-election, you know, in 2024. It's not even 2023 and a half yet. You know, what are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts about Joe Biden running for re-election in 2024? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2027. We'll take all callers. We'll be right back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable health care without judgment. And everyone deserves a health care provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 59. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 34. Cloudy tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times, high of 44. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-40s to the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And just so you'll know that I'm not just, you know, beating up on Joe Biden and the Democrats for this. Here's a, and before we go to Tom from West Dallas, well, let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call, man.
Good morning, Earl. I also would like to say I haven't heard that song in forever. My father passed in 92, but he ran a business of 15 people throughout the years and in his last years and stuff, and he was right on top of things. He really had his faculties going, so I think it really hinges on the individual. And Biden, and, you know, you had mentioned that he pauses and stuff like that. Obama did that, too. But Biden also stutters. So that's part of that clique, or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, people pause like that because they don't want to stutter. So I'm not overly concerned right now. When I see him, he seems on top of things. You know, that I know... Fox and other commentary like to pick on his, you know, some of his stuff, but we did the same thing with Trump walking down a ramp or whatever. Look how old he is.
So
I'm not worried about it.
So Tom, let me give you a chronological breakdown of the ages of the 10 oldest men to ever be inaugurated president of the United States. Okay. Number 10 is John Quincy Adams, 61 years, 125 days. Number 9, these are the oldest. Number 9, Andrew Jackson, 61 years, 354 days. Number 8 is Dwight Eisenhower, 62 years, 98 days. Number 12 is Zachary Taylor, 62 years, 64 years, 100 days. Number 6 is George Herbert Walker Bush, 64 years, 222 days. Number 5 is James Buchanan, 65 years, 315 days. Number 9 is William Henry Harrison, 68 years, 23 days. Number three is Ronald Reagan, 69 years, 348 days. Number two, oldest man who've ever been elected, Donald Trump, 70 years, 220 days. And then the number one, oldest individual to ever be elected president of the United States is Joe Biden, 78 years, 61 days. That's how old he was when he was elected. When you run down the list chronologically of all the presidents who've ever held office, these are the oldest men ever, and they start at 61 years, and then we jump all the way to 78. So there clearly is an issue with that. And so we expect this one man, this one individual, to hold up. It's difficult enough that he's been able to hold up from 78 and hopefully make it through 82. But then to expect that jump to be an 82-year-old man that we've elected to be president of the United States, that really is an issue, Tom. You know, it's not Democrat.
I see your side of it, but I also see the side that, you know, Trump is not. I would much rather have an old man Biden than an old man Trump.
I'm not debating.
Michelle.
I'm not. I know. I'm not. Listen. No. I'm not debating whether or not. You know. Either one. It's just too damn old to be the most powerful man in the world. And again, Joe Biden has done some miraculous things at his age of 80 right now. But to think that we are going to, we've jumped almost 20 years from the 10th oldest president ever elected in the United States, John Adams, to now, without question, the oldest by two decades. Man, and things have become more complex. And I'm not anti-Biden. I just want to say that. But we should take these things into consideration. I remember, as well as you remember, us talking about how old Ronald Reagan was. Well, guess what? That's my age. And I don't feel old. But we laughed and joked about Ronald Reagan being elected at 69. Come on, man. And now, you know, it's this announcement that he's making next week. I think we really need to look at that. Are we expecting him to somehow, you know, supersede and fight off what we know as the scourges of time? None of us can have ever defeated time, and neither will Joe Biden. So thank you very much for the call, Tom. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Five people east of Oakland, California are suing the city of Antioch over a scandal rippling through the police department. CBS's Elise Preston.
A report released by the FBI and local officials found some 45 of its 99 police officers sent and received racist messages dating back to 2019.
A powerful storm system that spawned deadly tornadoes in Oklahoma has shifted south to Texas, where flooded roads led to at least 8 high water rescues in Austin.
It slowly stopped. And then as I went a little bit further, the car cut off and started floating.
Twister was spotted last night near Tyler, Texas. CBS News has learned President Biden could announce his reelection bid next Tuesday. Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
In recent weeks, he has made it clear that he plans to run again. And of course, this could set up a rematch between him and former President Donald Trump, who is currently the frontrunner for the GOP nomination.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. It's called loon fallout, and it happens when the migrating birds run into atmospheric conditions which cause ice to form, making them too heavy to fly. It's been happening in central and northern Wisconsin. Loons need at least a quarter mile of open water to run across in order to get airborne. If you see loons on the ground, call Loon Rescue or the Raptor Education Group Incorporated. Wisconsin's DNR is expanding the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program to 160 libraries starting on May 1st. Over 6,000 day passes will be available at the 160 libraries across the state. The one-time use passes are good for single-day admission for one vehicle at any state park, forest, or recreation area where admission is required. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dream Weaver, I believe we can reach the
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Look, I want to go back quickly to what we were talking about right before the break, and that's the age of President Joe Biden and the age he will be if, in fact, he runs for re-election and gets elected. He will be 82 years old as he's sworn in. I want to contrast that with the 10 youngest presidents in history. Again, I gave you the 10 oldest earlier who were sworn in. Now listen to the 10 youngest. The youngest was Theodore Roosevelt. 42 years, 322 days. John F. Kennedy, 43 years, 236 days. John F. Kennedy, 43 years, 236 days. Bill Clinton, 46 years, 154 days. Ulysses Grant, 46 years, 311 days. Barack Obama, 47 years, 169 days. Grover Cleveland, 47 years, 351 days. Franklin Pierce, 47 years, 351 days. James A. Garfield, 48 years, 101 days. James Polk, 49 years, 123 days. Millard Fillmore, 49 years, 123 days. And John Tyler, 51 years. You can't tell me, listening to those numbers, that, you know, something is askew. Jimmy Carter was 51 years. Abraham Lincoln was 51 years. These were young men in the prime of their lives who became presidents of the United States. There is an issue, whether we want to accept it or not, and it is worthy of having a dialogue about. Whether you join me or not, the fact that that Biden is almost double the age of the 10 youngest presidents in history, it is an issue. And I'm sorry if it doesn't, you know, support what people want to hear. I've never once said he wasn't a smart man or a good man. I just think we're setting ourselves up for a difficult, difficult time in the coming years by electing a man, that far up the life cycle. You know, it's just more than what I think anybody can expect. But anyway, let's go here. So we have heard constantly, Hunter Biden, where are those Hunter Biden people who constantly, Calvin, would tell us all about Hunter Biden and his laptop. The Hunter Biden laptop, right? He did all these different things, and he colluded with everybody else, and he did all these different things. Well, guess what? Here's the information is in. Hey, hold on. Let's take Ken, man, from Sturgeon Bay before I bust his bubble. And all the other Republicans and conservatives who've been crying, Hunter Biden and what Hunter Biden did. Well, the information is in. Let's go, Ken. Good morning to you, sir. What is it about
Good
Hunter
morning,
Biden?
Earl.
What is it about Hunter Biden that had you guys so all
good
worked
morning,
up?
Earl.
I say good morning, sir.
Good, mo- Yes, you should run. I'd vote for you, Earl.
Hey, man, I couldn't run for dog catcher. Let me ask you, man, what was it about Hunter Biden that the conservatives?
Oh, I thought we were still on Joe.
No, go ahead. You can respond. Go ahead.
Yeah. Besides Trump, who would you like to see run for president on the Democratic side? Just curious. Who do you think would be a good candidate?
You know, I'd have to give that. Well, the persons that I would want to see, unfortunately, is as old as Joe Biden. And that's a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren. They're way up the list. And that's because they haven't done a good job of preparing, younger people to step
How
in.
How about AOC?
I know that. Come on, man. I didn't say AOC.
She would be
a... Huh?
You think she'd be a good candidate?
No, man, she's way too young. She's just gotten into politics, and so there's no way she would ever anybody would even think of her. But do you think that 80 is too old, man?
Oh, for sure. I think there should be a cutoff point.
So what about Donald Trump? He'll be 76. You think that's too old?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's
way too old.
Yeah, it's too old, man.
Look at Joe. Joe, he's just a puppet now. I mean,
yeah, listen, man.
I don't think he, to be offensive, but you get to that age. I mean, you know, we're all going to be there one day.
If we're lucky,
it's a matter of fact.
If we're lucky, we'll be there.
You're right, Earl. If we're lucky, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't believe he'd want to run again. I mean,
well, he's going to run, and there'll be nobody to stop him, and he will get reelected. Hey, Ken, thank you very much for the call. Let's do this. Okay, so we've constantly heard about the Hunter Biden laptop. Well, guess what? And all the other things that we've been hearing people talk about. Here's what they have on Hunter Biden. Since 2018, federal investigators have been looking into whether Hunter Biden failed to... There he is, CJ. The Hunter Biden laptop guy is here. We've got him. Hey, Hunter. Hey, CJ. You've been clamoring and talking about what Hunter Biden did, right? And it's got to be the number one thing. He's a criminal. Okay. So tell us what it was about Hunter Biden, man, that had you so animated. Because then I'm going to tell you what the federal charges are. And they're nowhere near what you and others have been saying. Let's hear your spiel on Hunter Biden.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. It's not about Hunter Biden. It's about the big guy. And we are finding out. We don't know all the evidence.
No. The evidence is in the federal. CJ, the federal prosecutors have four potential charges against Hunter Biden. Okay, so the evidence is in. They've got the charges.
You know, well, here's the thing. We now know 11 family members have taken money from China.
Oh, CJ.
The mere fact that this misinformation, we know Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes was not telling the truth about Hunter. Chris Wallace, when he debated and stopped the debate from being an issue with President Trump, it was Chris Wallace and Joe Biden debating President Trump. And the mere fact that we now know the fact, those 51 intelligence officers
whatever those facts are you're talking about aren't facts. The federal prosecutors have four counts that they can charge Hunter Biden with. So all those things you are talking about have not come to pass. These are facts that are in the New York Times this morning, what they have on Hunter Biden and all of that laptop and all the other things that you and others have been talking about, man, for the last 6-8 months, that every time you call here, you talk about Hunter Biden and all the things he did. We're gonna find out that that was just a lot of talk, man. Empty, hollow talk.
That it's the big guy. Do you care, Earl? Do you care that their family, 11 family members, are being paid by the Communist Party?
Hey, here's what I will say to you about that. The federal prosecutors have explored all of that, and they have not come back with any of the things you're talking about. Listen, man. Since 2018, federal investigators have been looking into whether Hunter Biden failed to file his taxes. That is one of the issues they have on him. So in 2016 and 2017, he wrongly claimed $30,000 in deductions for business-related expenses or lied about being on drugs when purchasing a gun, according to the New York Times. Uh-oh. Major criminal there. You know what? I think, hey, Calvin, I think he should get, what should he get? Life in prison?
I don't know.
He failed to file his taxes in 2016, 2017. What a low life. Hang on, let's go. Now, he could be charged with 2 misdemeanor counts for failure to file taxes, 1 felony count of tax evasion related to a business expense for 1 year of taxes, and 1 potential felony charge regarding the 2018 gun purchase, according to NBC News report, which cited 2 unnamed senior law enforcement sources. So that's just one. Let me go to the second charge. On Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal, not the New York Times or the Washington Post, the sacred Wall Street Journal, reported a supervisory IRS agent was seeking whistleblower protections to detail to Congress the mishandling of the federal investigation into Hunter Biden's finances. They made this thing such a major issue, and when we go through what it is he's going to be charged with, it's nothing compared to what you guys made it out to be, CJ. You've been begging for the last 3 years, Hunter Biden's laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop. If you want to talk about him failing to file taxes, who's any more a tax scoff off, or however it's pronounced, scoff law, I can't even say it, than, you know, Donald Trump. You know, we're getting ready to expose all of that, man. You guys have to at least, man, when you find something that you want to, you know, expose people on, make sure it's the truth. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his garden center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 59. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 34 tonight. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. Highs around 44. Overcast Sunday with daytime highs approaching 45. 51 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're finding out that all of this clamoring about, you know, Hunter Biden has been another, you know, red flag that Republicans thought they had something on, that we now find out was nothing more than a bunch of, you know, wind. An airbag. And as the information comes out, watch them run for the hills like CJ just did. You know, because he's been calling for, you know, we've got to do something about Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden. Well, they've investigated and found out that it was a bunch of lies. Let's go to the phone lines and Al from Milwaukee. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
I'm insulted.
Oh, because
when you all keep talking about
age.
How old the president is.
Yeah, Al.
What?
He said.
Now,
I'm the one talking about
Trump. I'm older than Trump, and I'm sharper than both of them.
Well, yeah, you are sharp. you clearly are sharp. Hey, but you know what? But you know what, Al? You aren't running to be the most powerful man on the planet.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
hey, Al, in your mind. Hey, hey, come on, Al. You have to admit, you know, the fact that he'll be 82, you know,
and
going into.
Is he healthy?
Yeah. The mind is sharp as a tack.
Well, if he's healthy and his mind is straight, what's the big deal? If you look at the world leaders over the past century,
yeah, they've lived to be
the majority of them were over 80, and they ran countries and they ran whatever all over the world. See, they're putting too much emphasis on his age. If he was sickly and falling apart, and he was not able to communicate properly, that's one thing. The man is doing his job, even with all of the resistance from the idiot. He's getting the job done. And his age should not be a factor in whether he runs or not, or whether he retains the presidency.
So
if you look at the idiot who is younger than he is, he done screwed up the world and everything that he's ever done. Just like the younger Bush kid who came in. Everything he did, everything he touched in his life failed, and they put him in the presidency because they needed a puppet in there to be able to do what they do, and that's basically what Trump is and will be.
Hey, you know, Al, my colleague Don Brown is in the studio. Don,
how you doing, Al?
Hey, good morning, Don. So you
I'm
say
good.
You,
how are you?
I'm
so
great.
So you want to echo?
Love to hear what
you want to echo what Al is saying.
I really do, and I think because we're getting older, we're living longer, and
that's right.
We're a lot healthier. And I think, granted, he's not excavating. He's not, like, you know, doing hard construction. It's what do you call mind, you know, as long as the mind is sharp and he has that body of experience, he has relationships with leaders all over the world in business and government. As long as he's sharp, like he can leverage those tools to lead the nation. Look at, you know, Jimmy Carter, who I know is he's in hospice, but up until whatever, a few months ago, his mind was sharp as a tack.
Yeah, it was.
And he was still influencing the world internationally. So I'm with Al there. You know, that's, you know, ageism is the new sexism or racism or, you know, it's suddenly it's become another little tool for the media to exploit. Like, let's just focus on how old these guys are. And yes, it is a concern. We're concerned for their health. I mean, FDR died in office, and that may have been more of a factor of his polio and these other conditions than his age. Ronald Reagan, we now know, had Alzheimer's during a good part of his service. But, you know, again, maybe we get second, third, fourth opinions or some sort of, you know.
Well, listen, man, but I'm not, you know, ageism is not in my repertoire.
I know.
Because I'm a guy who is, you know.
So like the last caller said, you should be president. So then, hey, that might not happen until you're 76 or 80 year old.
Listen, man, I think you'll be there. You know, I mean.
Al could be your running mate.
I know Al. I know how bright Al is. And I know myself. And I know that, you know, that is a tall order, man, to have a man who'll be 82.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what. We're not talking about a guy who is now.
It's not his first rodeo. 80. I think on your show you mentioned he started his public service in 1972.
Yeah,
and not only that, he was a single parent for a good.
I know the whole history.
And so there's Earl.
I know the whole history of Joe Biden.
So he's got that body of experience. He's got that muscle. He's built that up over years. That mental muscle that I think he can still leverage well into his early mid 80s.
You know,
that's why we have 2-term limitations.
Yeah, well, so, you know, Al, your health is great, man, and you're a physical wonder, and so, you know, our health can break down at any point in time, and you know, come on, man, he's 82 years old.
He's 82 now.
He'll be 82
when he leaves office.
After this term,
I can
you know. Al?
We have guys in the Senate that are...
I know. That doesn't mean that they're, you know...
Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah, man.
Bad example.
Hello. Am I in this conversation?
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
You're there.
I'm saying, now, you know that I coached high school sports.
I know.
And college sports for 50 years. Now, I'm 78. I'll be 79 in a few weeks. And I'm in good shape now as I was when I retired in 2016 because I continue to work out. I've run 5 successful businesses, and the one I'm running now for the last 27 years, and it's still one of the best in what we do. The issue is not about that. Is this man healthy? Is his mind sharp? If it is, leave him alone and help promote him and get him back in office. Otherwise, we got to deal with the Trumps and the other idiots. I'm just saying, man, you keep hollering about 82. If 82 is the cutoff, then there's a whole lot of people need to be out of politics, especially the congressmen.
In 82, he'll be grooming young Kamala Harris to take over.
It's time to go to a break.
There's a bunch of people, 82 or more, in Congress.
That is it.
Hey, Al, man, we got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.